Brother, let's talk a little bit about the intelligent design behind this, because that's another area, I think, of confusion for people in terms of what they believe the intelligence may be, how the intelligence came to be. What are your take? What's your take on that?
Well, there's a couple of things going on. There's this wonderful phrase of the argument from design that says the universe is so beautifully designed, the things work together so well that there must be a God, a creator behind it. And there are counterarguments to that, too, that say, no, that's not really the way that God behaves. It's an interesting theological argument. In terms of people trying to use intelligent design as a branch of science, that misses the point, because it's really an interesting philosophical argument, but it has nothing to do. Science has, it's a game. And science has as one of the rules of the game that you can't say it's this way because it's that way. You've got to come up with a natural reason, or else you're not playing science. You're playing something else. And so I think that's where the so-called intelligent design movement has gotten a little off the tracks. To try to say that you see the hand of God in one particular thing you can't understand, but that everything else occurs naturally, really is kind of putting a limit on God. And also cheats you of the fun of doing the science, of seeing. Now, it's not just that God puts his thumbprint and makes this happen, but rather the laws of physics, which fundamentally are pretty simple, manage to work with themselves in such a way as to develop this wonderfully complicated universe that has people like you and me in radios that, you know, allow us to talk to each other. That's pretty astonishing.
Why does everything appear to have order? Earlier, we talked about how the primordial soup in the universe seems to be the same. There's structure to it. You know, I just had a story, Brother Guy, about the Pleiades star system, where they're beginning to see new planets forming out there. It's a boilerplate. It's a formula. It's all over the universe. I mean, systems are creating themselves the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Who developed this? How did this happen?
And yet the other twist is, you know, every human being on the face of the earth was made the same way. And we all have all sorts of things in common so that we can, you know, wear clothes that are more or less the same size and take drugs that cure more or less the same diseases. And yet we're each individual and different. And that contrast between the uniformity and then the twist that makes it different is what makes it delicious, what makes it art. It's one of those questions that's more fun to contemplate than to try to come up with an answer. But, you know, if you believe in a creator God, you realize that he could have made everything different and everything a one-off, or he could have made everything exactly the same and just over and over and over and over again like out of a cookie cutter. And instead, he did it this way, so that you've got certain rules that God has agreed to play by. And nonetheless, you could, well, you know, the laws of what makes a pleasant song are pretty limited, and yet you can get some very different and very beautiful songs out of those simple rules. The rules of chess are very straightforward, very mechanical.
Very basic.
Very basic, and yet every chess game is different, and every chess, you know, some of them are just marvels to watch if you understand what's going on. And what I see in the universe is, whether it's the laws of science, or the laws of art, or the laws of chess, I see the same, that same pattern repeating itself over and over again. And one explanation is, you know, whoever was responsible for it must have liked to do things that way.
Now, there are things that we're finding in the universe, you know, almost all the time, that we didn't understand before, that we didn't know before. They're dramatic. They're enlightening, and it's. I think it's great that we're doing that. But isn't it true that what we do know about the universe is standard throughout the universe? And by that I mean a star is going to develop planets. They're beginning to see this now, so they're beginning to assume maybe every star system might have a planet or a planetary system. It seems to be a formula that happens all over the place. Would you agree with that?
To a large extent, yeah. But you have to remember, we are assuming. We start off by saying, let's assume that the laws of physics that work in our lab work everywhere else in the universe the same way. That's an assumption. Maybe it's wrong, but that's an assumption. If that assumption is true, can we explain the things we see in our telescopes? And the answer is, well, actually, so far, yes. And that gives us confidence that that assumption is true. It's not a proof. You never prove things in science. But you do see patterns. Sometimes the patterns are real. Sometimes the patterns are just coincidence. Sometimes the patterns are no more than finding faces in the clouds. And we're just imposing our own imagination on what is essentially random. And the real trick in science and in life is to be able to judge which is something that's really a pattern and which is something that is fooling me into thinking. You know, there are people who have lost a fortune on the stock market mm-hmm. by thinking they saw a pattern. And it's more complicated than that.
Okay, a dolphin, I think, in some cases, might be more intelligent than man.
Dolphins are certainly a lot better at swimming than men are.
They sure are. Yet they can't build rocket ships, and they can't do certain things. They can't build the kind of house we think we can build because they don't have arms.
Yeah,
they
on
don't
the other have hand, legs. Maybe they've got wonderful poetry that we'll never understand.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. But the human body seemed to have been developed to build and create.
Yep.
We've got the arms. We've got the legs.
It's the opposable thumb. That's the real kicker.
Yeah.
You know, you get one thumb so you can grab things.
That's true. That's true. So with that design, the question now is, how did it get designed?
Wonderful question. And I'm not going to even attempt to come up with an answer. I'll take it in a different direction. I'm saying that whether it was design or chance, the fact that we can build means it's a crime not to. The fact that we can dream means it's a crime not to. The fact that we can make art and make science means that this is what we were designed to do. And it gives glory to the Creator when we do it.
There's no way it could have been chance. Except there is...
Well, it could be chance, but as one person put it, chance where the dice were loaded. And
They ensured victory.
The laws of the universe appear to be such that we can exist. Now, on the one hand, that's not at all profound, because if they weren't that way, we wouldn't be here to notice that they weren't that way. The only universe that's going to have any entity inside to be able to reflect on the universe is a universe that allows that entity to exist. Is that chance? Is that design? Is there really a difference between the two?